FERC OKs Imperial Irrigation District's WIM agreement, written by David Kraus and read by an automated voice. FERC on August 25 approved CAISO's Western Energy Imbalance Market, or WIM Implementation Agreement with Imperial Irrigation District, or EID. The approved agreement specifies how CAISO will bring EID into the WIM, including the costs and the scope of work involved. The Commission's order notes the ISO said the plan adopts substantially similar provisions to WIM implementation agreements previously approved by FERC. Under the agreement, EID will pay CAISO a fixed implementation fee of $120,000, and either party can terminate the agreement for any or no reason after first engaging in good faith discussions for 30 days to resolve any differences. The agreement also outlines limits of liability, notices and dispute resolution language, among other elements. CAISO and EID are also developing an implementation agreement for the ISO's Extended Day Ahead Market, or EDAM. CAISO plans to admit EID into the WIM and EDAM on the same day, no later than October 1, 2028. Located in Southern California, EID provides power to about 165,000 customers and operates more than 1,800 miles of transmission and 5,000 miles of distribution lines. EID in May announced its intention to join the CAISO markets, a move the utilities general manager, Jamie Asbury, said is a significant step toward modernizing how we purchase and manage power. In its order, FERC also granted CAISO a waiver request to allow EID's WIM implementation date to occur more than 24 months after the implementation agreement effective date of September 2, 2025, which allows the utility to join the WIM and EDAM concurrently in 2028. CAISO and EID will require more than 24 months from the requested effective date of the WIM implementation agreement to undertake the implementation steps needed to allow for EID's concurrent participation in WIM and EDAM, CAISO said in its filing with FERC. The Commission said it approved the waiver because CAISO acted in good faith by promptly filing the request shortly after the ISO and EID executed their agreement and sufficiently in advance of the proposed effective date.